Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I got a co-host today. Her name is LaSabra. And she is my fiance. So, we're going to talk about a few news things. I'm going to let her start with wanting to introduce herself. However, she wants to be introduced.
Hey guys, I'm LaSabra, like he said. So there's a couple things that have been like heavy on my heart with all this pandemic and COVID-19 stuff going on. And so I decided to talk about, you know, the homeless and how they're completely neglected during this time. As some of you may or may not know, we do live in North Carolina. We live in a small town in North Carolina, but a big city close to us is Asheville. And when the COVID-19 first introduced itself, Asheville was allowing their homeless to go into hotels like the Marriott, and they were allowing their homeless to stay in the conference rooms or the meeting rooms, you know, away from paying customers. Well, unfortunately, a lot of cities or states are not doing that. And the homeless has inclined, the number of homeless people have really gone up since this pandemic has happened.
Because they can't pay their bills.
Exactly. Because, I mean, a lot of people have gone and filed for unemployment, and it almost seems easier to get unemployment if you haven't worked all year. But if you have worked, then it's like you have to go through your employer, it has to get verified. And by that time,
You've lost everything.
Exactly. Your home has been foreclosed on, you've lost your car, repossession, and everything else. And I just want to throw in, go off base a little bit and say I find it kind of weird that they introduce this pandemic and everything starts happening maybe a month or 2 months after everyone gets their taxes. I feel like the government probably could have introduced that a little sooner, and I feel like people maybe would have been a little bit smarter with their tax return.
Well, statistics show that the government knew about this virus, like, in December. They were warned by China in December. So they lie about a lot of stuff.
Exactly. And so it's like, anyway, getting back to what I was saying about foreclosures and the homeless. The amount of foreclosed homes since this pandemic is 80 million homes. That's 80 million people, 80 million families, children, grandparents, you know, all that stuff. These people are without homes now, causing the homeless rate to go up to 12,000. Almost 13,000 people are homeless. And not to mention that the homeless are not safe for the simple fact that...
Or the Chinese. There's some news of a Chinese guy got beat up just because of the coronavirus.
Exactly, and it's like, they have to think, the homeless are really threatened even more so now than before because they don't have access to fresh food, clean shelter, or basic hygiene. And it makes you think, with the food shortage and everything else, like Scott talked about in his last episode, if you guys listen, if not, go back and listen to it because it all relates to, you know, kind of what we're saying. But the meat shortage and everything else, you know,
it's just going to keep getting worse.
Exactly.
It's going to be the next thing, it'll be a next thing, then it'll be a next thing. This is the stages they're talking about, guys. They attack your homes. They got your homes now. Now they're taking your food. You know, we're going to have to probably have to have a chip just to be able to get into a grocery store. And some countries is like that already.
And our employer, we actually just got a thermometer that is now taking your temperature when you come to work. And also, we have a meat shortage at work. We didn't get meat on our previous shipment, and so our store's without meat now. We're without fresh beef or frozen beef. And it's kind of an eye-opener because we complain and gripe a lot about our hours getting cut at our jobs or, you know, not being able to have gas to drive anywhere. But like I said, there are 80 million people with foreclosed homes right now. Like, you need to put yourself in someone else's situation.
Yeah, look at it like this. If you got your bills paid, you better consider yourself a lucky motherfucker.
very lucky, very lucky. And it's, and crime rates are rising because.
And the rioting will get worse. People will start looting.
Yeah. Fun fact, you know, I learned this from one of our local law enforcement. They're not arresting anyone unless it's a certain class of felony.
It has to be a serious charge for them to book you.
Exactly.
Pretty much right now.
Exactly.
Because of the coronavirus.
And so.
They don't want to spread it even in the jails.
Exactly. And it's, you know, like Scott said, a man got brutally beat just because of his ethnicity. This man could have never in his life been in China or Japan. Mm. But because he was Japanese or Chinese.
Us Americans go crazy over it.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of people come here for better
rights.
We
like to blame people instead of blaming ourselves sometimes.
Exactly. And, you know, also another fun fact is the virus was put out 2 months. Well, whenever Kobe Bryant died, if you look in the newspaper to the left-hand side, it shows you about the, you know,
COVID-19.
But the government knew what they were doing when they released that article. You guys were so focused on this famous, you know, basketball player dying.
You were focused on the wrong part and didn't see what the fucking people were trying, what the government was trying to tell you right in front of your face. You pretty much, you got it smacked in your face by, oh, wow, the virus is here.
Exactly, exactly. And it's like, you know, nothing against Kobe Bryant or anything else, you know, may him and his daughter rest in peace and everyone else that was involved in the airplane accident. But us as Americans, could we have been more prepared if we were paying more attention?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Could our farmers not have to go ahead and slaughter off all their livestock? Absolutely. We could have had all this. I guarantee you, everything would have been a lot better. The homeless rate wouldn't have been as high. Foreclosure rate wouldn't have been as high.
Mm-hmm.
As if, you know, we were paying attention and knew what we were doing.
And the crazy thing that pisses me off is this epidemic ain't killed no more than the common cold has.
No, and they're not releasing the full numbers. And it's also another,
they don't want you to see their bullshit is what the problem is.
Exactly. And when this virus first came out, they had a set number for every state, an estimated number of how many people were going to die from this virus. When that was not hit, you all received your stimulus checks. You got your stimulus checks. What did they do the next week? They opened everything back up. Now you have an extra $1,200, everything's open back up. What are you gonna do?
Go blow it and spread the virus.
Exactly. So guess what that number's gonna do? It's gonna raise it back up, and they're gonna meet their number that they want to.
And then this time they're gonna push probably martial law to control us, because they seen how we didn't get controlled too great this time. I mean, we listened to a T, but we still left home whenever it was quarantine time.
Exactly.
You know, not everybody was following the rules. So, they're going to need martial law to keep America in line.
And we are heading back into
a depression, really.
Exactly, yeah, really. Like, it's going to get to where, you know, we can't leave our homes for maybe for 2 hours.
It's going to be like that Anne Frank story. You're going to be hiding somewhere just to survive. Because you're going to be hiding from your government.
Your government wants you to be scared and then they want control. When someone of that high of power starts losing control, when they give you a stay-at-home order and you're not following that order, you know, it starts to bug you a little bit. It's kind of like when you're a parent and you tell your child not to do something, they continue to do it, it's going to start to bug you and you're going to get aggravated. What are you going to do? You're going to take away electronics. You're going to take away something. That's what the government's going to do to us as adults. You know, we didn't want to listen. We wanted to be ignorant. So now they're just going to start stripping stuff away from us. And unfortunately, it's our rights to be able to go in and out of our home and come and go as we please.
Well, the rights already been stripped ever since Kennedy died. I don't think we ever had rights ever since that man died. All the other presidents have been schemy for their own little schemy plans. You know, Bush's, they're in the oil business. Clinton's, they're in trafficking children business. They don't want to admit it, but oh, it's true. Go research it. Obama, I ain't gonna go there. And Trump, he's something else, but I don't know what to believe anymore. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is my podcast for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. Ciao.